This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The dog days of summer are upon us, and in Kansas City, that means one thing.
Touchdown!
Chiefs football is around the corner. The Drive gets you ready with a Chiefs topic every day from now until the start of the regular season.
You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs.
The steps to Sao Paulo.
And welcome back to The Drive as we're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs 2025 campaign. And of course, Rob, things start off in Brazil.
Yep, Bank, today in the steps of Sao Paulo, we are 8 days away from the franchise tag extension deadline, and we are inching closer and closer. Let's talk a little about Trey Smith. Are you confident the Chiefs are going to get a long-term deal done with their right guard? Because both fiscally and for the actual football team on the field, it makes no sense to, in 20 and 25, carry a franchise tag player, even at the tag number Trey is carrying. Are you confident the Chiefs will get a deal done with their right guard before time expires on July 15th at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, because it's one of the few deals in the NFL franchise tags. Teams did not go franchise tag crazy this year, but yes, I think they can get a long-term deal with Trey Smith. I'll say this to you, Rob. If I told you, how many Chiefs players do you think are the top paid players at their position? Take all the starters. Take 11 on offense, 11 on defense, throw two specialists in there, throw a punter and a kicker in there. So take 24 guys. So to the NFL, top 24 guys on each team, meaning the starters, how many do you think belong to the Kansas City Chiefs as far as highest paid at those positions?
So that's right now, before Trey ever gets extended.
Right now. For right now.
Is Kelce number one tight end? I'm going to say they're at one. I know Creed Humphrey's one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're carrying anyone else right now.
There's somebody else on defense.
Trey's franchise tag doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Chris Jones. Chris Jones won a defensive tackle. Chris Jones,
one specialist.
Butker's number one at kicker.
Harrison Butker. So there's three.
Because Mahomes isn't one. Kelsey's not one. Jawan Taylor might be one among right tackles.
You get it right. It's Humphrey, Chris Jones, and Harrison Butker. Those are the three guys right now. But here's why I put four. Because Trey Smith's going to be there. Because I think they're going to get this deal done. So that would make the Chiefs having four. And you can't keep doing this, Rob. And it's kind of a blessing and a curse for Brett Veach and the drafts and how good he's done. Because what happens, because you look at this, right? Creed Humphrey, that's a second-round pick by Veach. Chris Jones, second-round pick, even though it wasn't Veach. It was right before Veach, but he was here, part of the staff. Harrison Butker might go down as Brett Veach's best move he's ever made when he comes over from the Carolina Panthers on that practice squad. Started that 17 season. Remember the red shirt year there from Mahomes when Alex Smith started, but that was Butker's first year. So you're thinking guys that he's not exactly grabbing in the first round. You're saying those are the guys you got to repay. No, he's making those guys that weren't drafted in the first round for the Chiefs, which shows you how much more impressive it is considering the Chiefs drafts. I remember, 2 years ago going into the season, 21 of the previous 22 draft picks were still on the roster for the Kansas City Chiefs in some shape or fashion, practice squad or whatever, which is unbelievable. But you're thinking, you know, Trey Smith, you're taking the sixth rounder, you're going to be paying him like a first rounder, probably going to get highest paid money at any guard in the NFL, a guy you didn't even sniff the first night or the second day of the NFL draft. That's impressive. That's damn impressive. And then you think about the money that L'Jarius Sneed got paid when the Chiefs moved him onto the Titans. You know, you're talking a fourth-round pick. You know, you just think about this team and where they're built. Yeah, Mahomes is a first-round pick. He's living up to that. He's doing it. Kelsey, it was a third-round pick. Obviously not Veach, but still a third-round pick. The Chiefs have made their hay, and they've built their Super Bowl runs on guys that aren't first-rounders. But it gets guys like Trey Smith that I think would have been a first-rounder had not been for the health concerns coming out of college. I think the Chiefs did the right thing. And that was a weird year when Trey Smith was taken too, because remember, COVID was going on, the combines. People weren't getting the medicals until right before. But the Chiefs did a great job in vetting Trey Smith in realizing what kind of guy they were getting. Not only is Trey Smith a great football player, he's a good dude too. And that stuff matters. It's like he's embraced Kansas City. He's embraced charity events. Heck, he goes down to Mitch Holtis's hometown and does things like that, because that's the kind of guy he is. He showed up to mandatory minicamp when a lot of times guys with that franchise tag, well, did it shock you, Rob, that he showed up to minicamp? Because he did. And there he is out there, you know, on the practice field. Did that surprise you at all to see Trey Smith? Because he didn't have to come. Because a lot of times they don't.
It didn't, only because he had signed the tag so quick. If he had kind of waited out the tag and we had been sweating it into, you know, training camp, it would have surprised me. But he's going to take his, what's it, $23 million? Well, I don't know the number.
No, he's going to take it. But Trey Smith is a guy, he's grateful for the Kansas City Chiefs taking that shot and that stab of drafting him and him earning that keep. I'll never forget, we did a training camp special up there that first year of Trey Smith. And I'll never forget Mitch Holtis. It was me and I think it was Dusty. Dusty was with me. We were doing a training camp special. And here comes Mitch Holtis. This is going to be the first day of when the veteran showed up, and it was on the weekend. He goes, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Trey Smith out here with the starting group. And there he was. And he hadn't looked back. It was Trey Smith there. But the Chiefs, they knew exactly what kind of player they were getting. The Chiefs don't exactly draft people that have big injury concerns in college and health concerns in college. They kind of back away from that, to be honest with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.